We know that Thomas Edison invented the light bulb in 1879. Back then, they didn't have a mass production, so each bulb had to be created separately. Thomas Edison and his colleagues worked 24 painstaking hours and meticulous hours straight through the night to put just one light bulb together. The story goes that when Edison was finished with the light bulb, he gave it to a young boy to deliver it up the stairs to another part of Edison's workshop. The boy nervously carried it step by step, cautiously watching his hands, terrified of dropping this treasure. But when he got to the top of the stairs, you guessed it, he dropped the light bulb. It took the team of men another 24 hours to create the second light bulb. Tired and ready for a break, Edison needed it carried up the stairs. Guess who he asked to deliver it? He gave it to the same young boy who dropped it the first time. This time, the young kid made it to the top. Jesus had a light bulb, and Jesus had a clumsy kid. The light bulb would be the church, and the kid's name, Peter. Peter's stair drop. Peter denied Jesus three times at Jesus' most critical moment of his life. After the resurrection, Jesus found Peter to give him the light bulb right after his failure. That's where we land today in our reading. God is amazing, not only because he forgives us after failure, but because God trusts us after failure. Listen to Psalm 130, verses 3 and 4 in the Message. If you, God, kept records on our wrongdoings, who would stand a chance? As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why we worship you. In John chapter 21, Peter and Jesus met the first time after Peter dropped the light bulb, and Jesus wanted to see where Peter was in his failure. In other words, he was looking at Peter with an eye toward what Abraham Lincoln said, "My great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure." Jesus was making sure Peter was not content. Failure is part of life. Everyone experiences it. Getting up from failure, though, not everyone does. Yet failure isn't final until you quit. Let's look at the scene in John chapter 21, 1 through 3. After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he manifested himself in this way. Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will come with you." They went out, got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. The craziest phrase is in the first verse. After these things. What things? It's the things of John 20. After these things, and Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing," in verse 3, that's your response, Peter, to the resurrection and to what you just saw? Remember John 20 and what Peter saw, an empty tomb, and he walked into it. Mary overcome with emotion, clinging to Jesus. Jesus walking through walls in John 20, being commissioned to tell the whole world the gospel in John 20, doubting Thomas becoming believing Thomas in John 20. Shouldn't the text phrase in John 21:1 read after these things be something like Peter preached, Peter went to church, Peter worshiped? You would think, but nope. Peter saw the resurrected Jesus and got his tackle box. He was told he would be a fisher of men, but he went back to being a fisher of fish. Why? Because Peter forgot. The emotions, the feelings of God, fear, and excitement wore off. To Peter, the event of the resurrection was done, and now it was Monday. He was thinking it was a good run. We did the Jesus thing for 3 years, and now it's time to get back to normal life. After September 11th, 2001, many churches were full, but soon the fear and the horror of that day all wore off and life went back to normal and it was back to fishing. Peter was part of an event, but during that event, he had no encounter with Jesus personally. Events don't change us. A personal encounter with Jesus changes us. Peter experienced a resurrection event, but never had a resurrection encounter. To say I'm going fishing was a huge statement. Fishing to us is a hobby. Fishing to Peter was his old way of life. "I'm going fishing" were strong words for Peter. Peter was very persuasive, for 7 of the 11 went with him, and 3 of those were not even fishermen. Life does go on if it's an event, but life can never be the same if the resurrection is an encounter. Here comes the encounter of Peter in John 21, 4 through 15. When the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, "Children, you don't have any fish, do you?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you'll find a catch." So they cast, and they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put out his outer garment, for he was stripped for work. He threw himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, about 100 yards away, dragging the net full of fish. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples ventured to question him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread, gave it to them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" After breakfast, Peter had an encounter, because forgiveness happens in encounters, not in events. As Pastor Robert Schuller said, failure doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means you haven't succeeded yet. Peter is about to get the light bulb again. Your failure is not final. God wants to get that light bulb back in your hands again.